Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy weekend. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. My apologies for delaying my live broadcast. Been dealing with different situations, so thank you for those of you that talk to me in person, also Nick. Work with me throughout social media. Know that my mother was hospitalized to a 24-hour observation last week, and so dealing with my own responsibilities, but then my mother is a responsibility, and I love a responsibility because I love my mother so much. My sister and I. God comes first and my mama. And dealing with her medical, the staff that takes care of her here at the house, and her physical therapist and so on, just dealing with getting everything intact and on schedule has been very important. And I had a show scheduled for earlier today at 2:00, and one of her home health nurses had to visit. So I delayed it to tonight, which was best, a late-night show. And I will also schedule a show for late night tomorrow night. And also look forward to talking with friend of the show, Belinda Renee, on August the 1st or 2nd. On August the 2nd, finally, I will host a Facebook online party with her. All of these years that she and I have been effectively networking with one another, and she has been a guest on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports numerous occasions. So she will return next week and share information regarding products that she market with Pure Romance, and also taking questions and, of course, providing us with pertinent info regarding bath, beauty, and, of course, naughty bedroom items. So a big shout-out to everyone, all longtime supporters of the show first premiered in March of 2011, and also those of you that have been patiently waiting for the show to get back on a regular schedule. So, look like we're back on a regular schedule. Still tweaking things and updating. I'm having the worst time updating my profile pic. But updating, many of you will be getting invites to be guests on the show. Many have already have been anticipating the show to return so they can come on and as guests and guest co-hosts and call in and chat and so on. So I just thank you for your support and your love. You have been amazing. You can email me at cultureshock, KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. I have most of the information on the Blog Talk Radio page also, social media, email address, Twitter, of course, at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Culture Shock, Inc. Snapchat, I have had a Snapchat profile for a few months, and I have yet Snapchatted from yet, but I will soon. So that's Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. Of course, Instagram is Beth Entrepreneur. Tumblr, BethEntrepreneurTumblr.com. And, of course, on Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the Facebook page, Bethany Williams on Facebook. And also, I want to shout out to the members of two closed groups that I created a few months ago. And they have been really accepted well, getting great responses, and we're having so much fun in these groups. And that is the James Franco Project closed group. We are having so much fun. And also the Revolution and Minneapolis Sound Project, That is a fun pay, a group, closed group also, and not to mention the supporters of the Save Dallas page that I created when we were when our hearts were broken when it was announced that Dallas would not be returning for a fourth season. We're not giving up. Look at all of the shows that have been rebooted. Look what happened to Nashville. You know, they found a new home with the CMT. And so we're still believing that that Dallas can still be saved, you know. And so many of the actors, thank God, they're out there doing their thing also, but it still would be good for Dallas to return. I mean, Josh Henderson would be doing double duty, though, right, with the arrangement and then Save Dallas. But he and Linda Gray were talking on Instagram like yesterday about how they missed the fun times of working together. You know, just amazing. So maybe in 48, I enjoyed Dallas as a kid. And I enjoyed the reboot of Dallas also. Dallas been like my second home, loving Dallas. I know my sister, I have a late sister that passed from cancer back in 88. But I remember she loved taking my niece and I on different little field trips. And we would one place we would love to go, and that would be South Fork. And usually they would be filming, so we would not get a chance to tour, like inside the house and so on. But we would get a chance to, like, you know, tour the grounds and so on and take pictures. But it would be so much fun. And I have friends now that, you know, that visit, that, you know, in the Tacoma area, Dallas area, that visit often. But when I return to Dallas, I plan to visit South Fork. And I have been planning on riding some of the crazy rides at Six Flags, but after hearing about that accident with the Ohio State Fair, oh my God. But my goodness, there were times where I loved just riding crazy rides, and then I stopped. I like to ride rides, usually the ones that stay low, not the Ferris wheels, not even Ferris wheels. And the last time I rode a crazy roller coaster was at Six Flags Over Texas. But I don't know, I'm having second thoughts. But, you know, they really test and inspect these the machinery. But when there's a loss of life, and you know, that's we all have to be careful. So that's just amazing that the governor said, well, we no more rides until we get everything taken care of. But I do believe the fair did open back up, but just without the rides until everything gets clear and get a thumbs up. But definitely sending prayers to the young man that lost his life and to those that were injured also. But there's been a lot going on, right? Just today, especially in politics, been a lot of shakeups going on all week. So I really, where should we start? At least, you know, wow. There's a lot. Right before coming on, I enjoyed watching Stephen Colbert, and his opening monologue was just hilarious, and called Charlie Rose. But then also checking out CNN and Fox. And so we have, what, the Northern Korea testing the missiles. We have the shakeup going on. We have been getting, you know, good news and not so good news. Definitely, I wrote a little piece on my Facebook page yesterday, a real important little piece. And, yeah, you all know I'm an independent thinking, open-minded Republican. But, you know, also you know that since a kid, I have loved the LGBT community. And I appreciate the LGBT community for being there, always been there for me as a heterosexual, always been there and supportive of me. So we're definitely, you know, all need to stay in prayer for new laws and rights to be created and restored for the LGBT community, LGBTQ community, and all Americans, right? We need a lot of wrongs righted and a lot of rights to keep going. So we just can't stop, right? Exactly. So prayers go out to John McCain. That was very cool of him to return and cast his votes. And so we can. It's business as usual for America. So we just have to stand fast and be vocal, but then also be mature also in how we deal with things and deal with issues, because it's just so sad when there's a loss of life because a person is angered or something like that. And I'm really going off the off the radar. I'm not going off the radar, but this is like important stuff, and this is what this show is all about: hot topics and current events and celeb news. But something, and I need to be looking at my studio screen. It had blinked off right when the show came on, and saving your phone, the guest call-in number, 646-787-1578. If a call come in, I hope I can take it. My screen had turned off. I'm broadcasting from my cell. My cord from my laptop is just not acting right. I've been having the worst time with my chargers. But again, save the guest calling number, 646-787-1578. That is the guest call-in number also, and then I will start sharing it on my social media post and in the description, the show descriptions also. I know it comes up on the profile, but sometimes we need that number right then and there. But something that I want to mention, that's what I wanted to kind of kick the show off talking about also, but current events come ahead of time, and also so many of you contact me openly and privately through Messenger and email and even calling me. And I thank you also. And had been on hiatus, for like a year and a half, came back during the holidays, doing test shows and so what. And I thank you for your responses worldwide. I hear from friends and listeners from around the world, literally. From the UK, India, Turkey, France. I hear from people, honestly, privately, that, you know, that want to hear more of the show and hear good music and hear the guests and the guest co-hosts also. And so thank you for the support. No, I had not given up on broadcasting the show, and it takes, you know, this is real research to provide good shows and to follow up with your guests. And I love networking with artists and entrepreneurs and authors and just concerned citizens of the world. So it really it's really important to be mindful when you are producing broadcast. I mean, even people that you think are doing things just spontaneous, believe me, they're putting in their research and taking time to do things properly. But something that I wanted to mention is almost 2 weeks ago, I attended an event at the Mississippi Museum of Art. And it was a nice event, and the chairman of the National Endowment of Art was special guest speaker, and she toured the state of Mississippi from quilt makers to the B.B. King Museum and the Grammy Museum and other places, and, of course, stopping by the Mississippi Museum of Art and speaking with many of us, the lovers of art and artists and community leaders. And it was amazing, and she kicked off the event applauding Malcolm White, who is just an amazing force within our community, and his team, And she told us a little bit about her background. But I'm looking at my notes from this event. And one thing that she mentioned was that one of the most powerful tools we have is the power to create. And she drew a picture of what would our lives be like without art? Unless it was only for entertainment, what would our lives be like? And she also put emphasis on how art should be embraced and considered vital. And so many of us know that, right? But her speech was very heartfelt and very powerful. And she mentioned from all creative arts, from sketching to digital art design. She said it's important to build a strong relationship to reach others that have perspective. Have a different perspective from your own. It's important to recognize different characteristics. She said that arts are not disconnected, but understand where arts are connected. And she mentioned from urban to rural to remote areas, providing art activities are important. In this kind of world, businesses, large and small, would be looking to attract more creative employees. She also mentioned that it's important for development not only to attract sports teams, but artists as well in our rural and urban communities. And that it is important to help develop new products and services creatively also. She said that the meaning of art is very important, and then she put, again, I mentioned she met with quilters at a local church here in Jackson, Mississippi. Also, she mentioned that there are 2,000 museums across the country that offer free admission for military families. So if some of you didn't realize that, check it out in your local communities. Here in Mississippi, she mentioned Mississippi Museum of Art, Treasure Museums, the Grammy Museum, B.B. King, Jimmy Rogers, and many other museums here in the state of Mississippi where I am right now. Big shout-out also to Big D. I had been listening to Kiss FM 106 tonight also earlier. Also, she mentioned that there are 26,000 jobs in Mississippi in arts, and that there's an old stereotype that's not accurate, that the current NEA has granted 65% to small and medium organizations across the nation. 15% of the projects are in rural areas. She said that there is a myth with the National Endowment of Arts that citizens she said that citizens are first to recommend whom get funded and not the chairperson and the board. You know, they make decisions, but they listen to what the citizens have to say and who's recommended. Citizen panelists are the major decision makers. Artistic are the major, you know, when they recommend. Citizen panelists, the criteria are artistic excellence and artistic merit. Those are the two checkpoints that the citizen panelists have to mark off when recommending whom will get funded, when they recommend it to the chairperson of the board. Then the National Council, then the NEA chairman, you know, the National Council will review it, then they will send it to the NEA chairman, and then that's when the organization will get a sign-off. Grants are one way, but also there are partnerships in every state with state agencies. And also, it's important to also, they also frequently work with other federal agencies and co-host 6 workshops annually. And there's something else I had written. We'll reach a day where arts are embraced, which leads to more vitality, back to what I was saying at the beginning. And then Malcolm White mentioned how when you've seen one community, you've only seen one community. and that was amazing right there, because communities are different. It's important to celebrate all forms of our engagement. How can arts matter? And he mentioned that all immigrants, except Native Americans, can really claim America. And he said it's important for America to fundamentally embrace art. Humanities are important, arts and humanities. It's very important for us to continue having a conversation, a civil conversation. And also, looking through my notes, Mr. Malcolm White mentioned that by us networking together, to show us how to be leaders, and it's important for us to find out what art really does mean, and that there's a decline in society regarding empathy, and that we need more empathy, and that we need to figure out some things, and that creative connect is important. And it's important for us to really realize what we are proud of, you know, for poetry and all. And he talked about how Mississippi is really a awesome place for, you know, of poetry. But I just wanted to go over a little bit, just some of my notes from that amazing event, because that's regarding a national organization, a National Endowment of Arts, and, you know, visit their website and connect with her also. And it was just an amazing event. So I'm looking at my screen to see if my studio is up in case anyone has called. But we will broadcast tomorrow night also, late night. And again, the number is 646-787-1578, so you can have it on hand. And I am, okay, here I am. Let me try to get my studio pulled up. I know it's crazy. Oh, and I'm looking at John Hurt, which passed away at age 71. And he was a pretty good actor. This is taken from People magazine. The Home Alone dad was a great talent with an often turbulent life. John Hurt, who was found dead July 21st in Palo Alto, California, a few days after what his agent described as a minor back surgery, is known. And actors have been, I've noticed, like in the past couple of years, a lot of celebrities and everyday friends that I've known. We have to be careful with some of these surgeries. What his agent described as minor back surgery is known to millions as Macaulay Culkin's Panic Dad in 1990's Home Alone and its sequel, but he'll be remembered for more than just yelling Kevin. The 71-year-old Hurd was one of the best actors of his generation, right? I loved the 80s, and he was in like many of my favorite movies. Said Bette Midler, his co-star in Beaches, 1988, Sammy Harden, understated. He won praise for dozens of film and TV roles, from Vietnam Vet in Cutter's Way, 1981, to Tom Hanks' rival in Big, 1988, to a crooked cop in season one of The Sopranos, for which he was Emmy-nominated in 1999. Yet the Washington, D.C. native admitted that he didn't handle stardom well. I dropped the ball, as my father would say. He once said, and his troubled personal life included problems with alcohol and three marriages. The first to actress Margot Kidder lasted 6 months. In 1997, he was found guilty of trespassing at the home of his ex-partner, actress Melissa Leo, who accused him of stalking their son, Jack. Another son, Maxwell, with his second wife, Sharon, died last year at age 22. Nothing was more intense than John's performance in life, said his Home Alone co-star Daniel Stern. He lived it hard, fast, and fearlessly, but he was always itching to act. Interviewed days before his death by actress Alina Douglas for her podcast, he was filled with optimism and hope that he would get this back surgery and begin to start working again, she wrote on her Facebook. That's where he was happiest. And so sending love to fellow fans of his work like myself, and to his family and those that he and all of his peers. So wow, that's something. Oh, I see Martha Stewart has a birthday coming up next week on August the 3rd, and 76, and Michael Ealy, 44, Charlize Theron, the Theron, 42. I have a birthday coming up, too, in 2 weeks, exactly, August 11th. So I'm excited for that, and happy birthday to all summer babies born July and August. Been so many birthdays. Wow, 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 love birthdays, right? So, it's been amazing. So, let's see. Oh, Justin Bieber. Looking at my notes. Justin Bieber. I was feeling so down. Like, oh, I'm not in Dallas. And Justin, you know, I'm a believer. And, like, oh, my God, Justin will be in Dallas. And I'm not there to go to his concert. And then I hear the news that he cut his tour. And so many people are so disappointed. And, like, well, he only had 14 shows left on schedule. And he's done how many, 150 for 2 years. He is human. I mean, and then what's really important to him is his spiritual life, it appears. And so he's human. I mean, we wouldn't want him to collapse on stage or anything of that sort, right? And so if he felt exhausted and then he need a spiritual renewal, who are we to judge? You know, but I dig what you all saying, because just like when, going back to Save Dallas, when Dallas was canceled, the first thing I thought about were, you know, the people that depend on making a living from Dallas would be, you know, were hurt. And from his tour, people were expecting to earn some money, but also we all are human. We know when we're tired. I've been tired today, PMSing and tired. And so 150 shows, 2 years on the road, 23 years old, and then we need that R&R, don't we? And we need that spiritual rejuvenation and to feel whole again. I mean, who's to say? He seemed to be happy, and I guess he's like, well, I'm listening to my body. I'm listening to my to the voice of God, and he's doing his thing. And I'm sure that when he resumes touring, or maybe he'll make some special dates and go to some of the places. I mean, there were only what, 14. But I had that on my notes, so I need to. To say something, and being a believer also. And well, Janet Jackson kicked off her tour on September the 7th in Lafayette, Louisiana. And so check out her Facebook page and Live Nation and Ticketmaster and so on. But go to her Facebook page and check out everything. But she will be kicking off her tour September the 7th. She'll be in Dallas September the 14th. But going to go ahead and conclude the show. We'll be on tomorrow night, and I hope you all can call in. Hopefully I have my laptop working, but we'll work on my screen not disappearing on me so we can chat in the chat room and I can take your calls. Again, the number is 646-787-1578. I thank you for your support. Remember, the email address is kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com, kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. A big shout out to the artists and bands that I have been networking with. KC Live, remember SeaWorld High Fashion. He's working on new music, so you'll be hearing new music, and also be talking to him soon, and many other musicians that old friends to new friends also. So thank you, and we have a lot to talk about tomorrow night also. Thank you, and happy weekend. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Friday night. Bye-bye.